Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow.
On this day, 11 years ago, the United States was attacked by terrorists and unfortunately we lost thousands of lives, innocent lives that were just going to work. Many also fought for our freedom and our rights and also lost their lives. On this September 11th, we remember those who were lost in this tragic attack that changed forever our lives. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Roman Show. We talk sports, entertainment, pro wrestling, and anything else that you have in mind. It's September 11th. As I mentioned earlier in the program, yes, we all remember those who lost their lives on this event that was just so tragic and forever changed all of our lives here in the United States and the world in itself. But for all of those families that lost someone in the September 11th attacks, our hearts are with you, and may God bless you and those that left us, unfortunately. On this program, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fun, filled, packed show, and joining me tonight, my producer, who, is stepping out of the booth and into the mic, my main man, Joel, better known as Joe. How are you, Joe?
How you doing, Roman? Man, it feels weird being on this side of the booth. I hope I'm getting paid double for this one, but, you know, it's September 11th, and, you know, our prayers go to all those people who lost their loved ones on September 11th.
Yes, sir, very unfortunate case there, but today is the Roman Show every Tuesday night. Today we started off a little earlier, 9 p.m. We usually start at 9:30 p.m. because we have three phenomenal guests tonight here in the program, starting off with Resistance Pro Wrestler Robert Anthony, who has made a major impact in the independent scene, as well as in other several promotions. Also later on, PWI ranked professional wrestler Dash Maverick will return to the show here on the Roman Show. He was nominated as the best indie pro wrestler in South Florida last year. And also tonight we're gonna have the nominations for the Roman Show Awards I know you got him right in front of you, Joe. And lastly, we're going to have 8-time Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman, here in the program on the Roman Show. So we have a whole lot of action here on this program. Joe, are you ready for the show, my man?
Yes.
I don't want any butterflies from you.
I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
All righty then, Joe. Let's first and first start off real briefly with an update on the Jerry the King Lawler status. As we all know, Jerry the King Lawler collapsed during commenting last night on Monday Night Raw, and we are getting the latest information. Former WWE diva Stacy Carter, the ex-wife of Jerry Lawler, has said that the King is being taken out of sedation and is not responsive after undergoing more heart procedures today. Now, there is now fear, and this is unfortunate, there is fear that Lawler might have suffered brain damage during Raw after suffering a heart attack when his brain was deprived of oxygen for several minutes. Now, there are some individuals who were there backstage that Jerry Lawler was dead for about 10 to 20 minutes, and it was up to these EMT guys that rescued Jerry Lawler. So Jerry Lawler, lucky to be alive. Again, he lacked the oxygen to his brain, which causes brain damage. Now, it's fortunate for myself. My girlfriend is a nurse. What exactly means when there is brain damage? Does it mean that he's going to lose the sense or way of speaking or anything like that? Depending on the damage. Now, what's severe? What does severe mean? You have to be in a ventilator. Can you be in a vegetable? So it could be very severe for Jerry Lawler. He is breathing. That's a good thing. But we don't know what kind of response he will have. Will he be able to speak? Will he be able to be as charismatic as he is known to be? We don't know yet. It's too soon to know. It depends. We have to wait on the test. But our prayers are for Jerry the King Lawler, an unfortunate case last night as he was wheeled off from the arena in Montreal all the way to the hospital. Very unfortunate. And again, my prayers, our prayers on behalf of the Roman Show to Jerry the King Lawler, a good friend of the program. We interviewed him down here in South Florida when he was over the WrestleMania weekend. All right, Joe, let's bring in our first guest, ladies and gentlemen, out of Resistance Pro, none other than Mr. Robert Anthony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
All right, Robert. Thanks so very much, my man, for joining us. You got a big matchup coming up this weekend over there in Resistance Pro, which, you know, every time that I have one of you guys at Resistance Pro, the product just keeps getting better and better. I checked out one of your fights, one of your matches you had with Jay Bradley. What a phenomenal match you had against him, man.
Thanks a lot. A lot of people, I did an interview earlier today, and they were talking about how it was one of the hardest-hitting matches in Resistance Pro. And I just say it's the hardest-hitting match because me and Brad used to be roommates when we were both in WWE, and we kind of hate each other a little bit, so we just kind of beat the hell out of each other. And what expired was what you saw on the DVD, and the Excalibur nightclub got a little mad at us because we dented a giant, like, tubing that's against the wall for their decorations or whatever, and I threw Brad into it, and there's a giant dent, and we broke some beer bottles. But me and Brad, anytime me and him wrestle, it gets a little bit out of control because he hits me as hard as he can, and you know I hit him as hard as I can, just so happens he's a little bit bigger than me, so I get a little bit more sore than he does.
But you know something cool about that, Rob, and I did see that match. I kind of remember seeing some of the clips. I think it was Bradley went upstairs to the ropes, and they were kind of upset at that.
Yeah.
But the fact that you guys have some sort of there, the animosity, you still keep it professional.
Oh, yeah, we still keep it professional. Just before we went out in the curtain, I looked back and I told Brad, I was like, hey, remember when we lived together? And this is right before, you know, the music was playing and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I farted on your pillow every single night. And then I kind of, like, left out there just to see what would happen. And then, like, the first time he hits me as hard as he can in the back of the head. And I was like, well, you know, that's what I get for farting on your pillows. But, you know, it's those little things that people don't know about.
Well, you came up short in that match. Unfortunately, you did not win.
Yeah.
That was for the number one title contendership. And then he got a beating after by the champion, Davey Smith, the son of the British Bulldog. But This has to put you in contention, Rob, because you had a phenomenal match against him. Now, who will you be wrestling this coming weekend, the Resistance Pro over there in Chicago?
I'll be wrestling Steve Walters. He's from the Georgia area, I believe. This is the first time me and him will be wrestling each other, and I'm looking forward to it because he's just coming off of a trip of England, and he was gone last month. Last month I wrestled John Hennigan / John Morrison from the World Wrestling Entertainment, and Steve Walters was over in England. So he's come back from England. It'll be his return, his hello. And what he's come back to is me, and I don't think he's going to be ready for it.
Rob, Just a Game is what they're titling this event, and it's going to be at 632 North Year Morning over there in Chicago, Illinois. You can visit resistancepro.com for pricing and tickets and all of that stuff, and it's going to be at the Excalibur Nightclub. Now, was that the same place that you wrestled Bradley?
Yeah, it's the same venue. Are you guys from Chicago at all or no?
No, actually, we're in Florida, but we follow you guys very closely, and dying to go over there soon and check one of these Resistance Pro, and every time we have one of you guys, it's I hear good things about it. We had the women's champion here as well. But tell us about working with the Smashing Pumpkins lead singer, Billy Corgan.
Oh, Billy's awesome. The first time I met him was a little bit awkward because I'm a wrestler and he's, a rock star, and I didn't really know how these two worlds would mesh together. Of course, a lot of us that grew up with ECW know that Billy's a huge ECW fan, and he did an appearance here or there with ECW. So going into it, I was thinking to myself, well, how is this really going to work? Because I don't want this to be another, Wrestling Society X type deal where it's mixing of rock and roll and wrestling. But when I got there, it was, further from that at all. Billy is a straight wrestling fan, and he's all about wrestling, and he kind of tries to keep the two worlds separate from each other, which I think is the best thing for people coming to the show, because when you come to the show, you want professional wrestling, and what Billy does is he gives you something a little bit different because it has a different vibe to it, We all have custom music that one of his friends kind of makes for us. And the nightclub, we run between two different buildings, the Excalibur Nightclub and the Teamsters Hall down in Chicago. And the Excalibur Nightclub, there's no seats. It's all standing room, kind of like a rock concert. And then when we go over to the Teamsters Hall, it's more traditional. But it still has that extra feel, especially when you see the shows on DVD or on YouTube, when we put the our television show on YouTube, it's shot a lot differently. It's more modern, I think.
Yeah, you're definitely right. It kind of has that rock and roll music video type of feel to it. And I was looking at, in that match, you can see the cameraman. They don't have many cuts. Cameraman just follows the action. If you see a big production like a WWE, they'll cut to another cameraman. But it seems like they have one or two guys down near the ring. And it really gives you that whole POV. If you're there, which is great stuff.
Absolutely. One thing you got to check out is our last show, Fair Warning, where I wrestled John Morrison. And when you watch that on DVD, there's two or three different camera angles. I didn't know they were even there. And it's just, it gives it that you're there kind of aspect, the point of view, like you were saying. Billy really captures that. And one thing he does that not a lot of companies do is he brings in agents. My agent for every single match that I have is ECW's Nova or WWE Simon Dean to the shows. Mike Bucci is a really good friend of mine, and me and him have that click because we've known each other for so many years. He helped me get my job in WWE. So when he's there, I run a lot of things past him. I'm like, what do you think this will do? What do you think how this will be? And because of that, if you watch the growth of the DVDs of all the people that are involved in the show, you could see a maturity from our first show, Black Friday, up until the last show, Fair Warning, on how we as a whole has came together. And it's something that not a lot of companies are offering nowadays. If you watch a DVD from Florida, you're going to see match 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They all might look the same, a little bit out of order. Camera angles are the same. But when you see Resistance, it's something a lot different. It's fresh. It's new. You could tell that everyone there is on a whole different level backstage as well as out in the curtain.
Yeah, you're right. It definitely has like a modern ECW type of feel to it. You know that? It really does. It really does seem that. Joe, you have a question for Robert Anthony, Resistance Pro.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you were trained by Harley Race.
Yes.
How was it getting trained by Harley Race?
It was awesome. So this is the story that transpired with Harley Race. I've been wrestling for going on over 11 years in November, and I was a backyard wrestler. And, I mean, I'm proud to say that I was a backyard wrestler. And growing up in Chicago, there was luckily schools that I could go to. So I picked a school by a guy named Sonny Rogers, who did WWF enhancement matches in the late 80s, early 90s. And he kind of showed me that Memphis style of wrestling where you learn to tell a story. When you're a rookie, you learn a lot of respect. So I did that for a few years, and when the opportunity came to work for Harley, I jumped at it. And when I first met him, he is no nonsense guy, and he barely smiles. So when I went down there, I had that training already in my head, that Memphis style, which Harley's accustomed to. Because a lot of guys that come down to Harley's, they from the East Coast or the West Coast or something like that, they haven't really learned that Southern style of wrestling, the attitude, the way you walk and the way you talk. So when I came in there, he kind of knew that I was very, very respectful. And I drove from Chicago to Eldon, Missouri, and I was one of the only ones that got paid. Me and my partner, Tony Scarpone, we were the only ones that got paid, and he told us that. Here's a payday, and I want to see you guys next week. So from that, we just started going down there every single week. And he's got his hands on a lot of cookie pots there. You know, we had an apartment for $17 a month. It was a two-bedroom apartment. It's because he was Harley Race, he set that up for us, you know. We did the Pro Wrestling NOAH training camp because of Harley Race. It's because of Harley that I met Nova that I got signed. And I'll never forget this. My first match that I won for Harley Race, I'm used to looking at matches like you see a Ring of Honor, you know, back in 04, 05, where the finishes have to be very elaborate, and you have to get that big, you know, moment. And Harley goes, all right, this is how I want you to beat the guy, and I want you to do a stalling suplex. As soon as you do a stalling suplex, you pin him, and that's it. And in my head, I'm going, oh, wait a minute, a suplex for the finish? I'm like, there's no way I could do a suplex for the finish. These people are going to boo me. And I said to Harley, really respectful, I go, sir, I go, suplex, are you sure that's big enough? And he looks at me straight in the face, dead-eyed, and he goes, kid, I won the NWA World Heavyweight Champion with that move. And I was like, well, it's good enough for me. If you won the NWA World Heavyweight Championship with a stalling suplex, I'm going to listen to what you said. So it's a big learning experience. It was huge. Harley was an awesome man, and I was fortunate enough to be there while his wife, BJ, was still alive. And she was a great lady. Here's a little story about Harley. You know how when you go to buildings and you watch shows and you see how these stars come in, like we had John Morrison, or someplace brings RVD or Terry Funk, right? So Harley brings these guys in. And the first guy that he brought in was Vader. And this is the first time I met Vader. And so we go to the building, and Harley has so much respect from these guys. And since we were Harley's guys, Vader, after the show, we're going to eat. Vader bought all of our meals. And I was like, whoa, I'm like, Vader paid for our meals? And I was thinking to myself, why did he do that? And then I started thinking, I was like, oh, because we're Harley's guys. He wants that respect from Harley. The next week, he brought in Terry Funk. Terry Funk and his wife were taking down the ring and taking down the chairs after the show. And, like, you just don't see that. You know, that's how much respect Harley has in the business. You know, here's Terry Funk, a legend, and his wife carrying the wood and the metal steel frames and taking down the ring. That was, like, just absurd to me. And you see these guys that have been wrestling for maybe 5 years, and they're like, I paid my dues, I'm not taking down the ring. It's like, listen, you're not Terry Funk. If Terry Funk takes down the ring, you could take down the ring. And it kind of brings you back down to home.
Wow. Who would have thought that legend carrying wood trying to set up the ring? But that just shows you that they're very humble.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's got so much respect in the business, you know, and that's something that's kind of lost nowadays. People don't respect the people that much that came before them. Everyone that came before me, before I joined in 2000, 2001, I have a giant respect for it. Even if there were small-time wrestlers just in the Chicagoland area, I hold them with, like, a high regard. So when I go to these shows and those guys kind of just, like, pile in and just see what the shows are going on, they're amazed by the respect that I give them because I'm a fan first. And I always say that. I'm a giant fan first. There was a company out here that brought in the Ultimate Warrior earlier this year, and I'm the biggest Ultimate Warrior fan in the world. I, you know, since I got connections, I know people, I found out what hotel he was staying at, and I just waited outside his hotel for an hour just to meet him. And when I met him, we had this long conversation, and he didn't have to do that with me. He gave me that respect of just saying, you know, you waited for me, I'm going to talk to you. So that's what I kind of transmit to everyone that I kind of look up to, even if they never made anything in the business, you know. Like there's a guy named Vic Capri who I looked up to when I first joined wrestling, and he retired, and when he came back, I did all I could to get him booking. And, you know, just because he's a phenomenal wrestler, he still is. So that's kind of one thing that's kind of missing nowadays is people showing everyone that came before them respect. You don't have to like the person as an individual, but you have to respect what they've done to keep you wrestling nowadays. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's just amazing. And again, you got to check out Robert Anthony and those folks in Chicago this Friday, Resistance Pro, September 14th.
Yep.
Tickets start at $20 there for general admission over there in Chicago, Illinois. And the address again at the Excalibur Nightclub, 632 North Mayborn, Chicago, Illinois. It's a TV taping, so make sure you look great out there because you'll be filming the entire thing. You can check out Robert Anthony.
You'll end up on Botchamania if you don't do well.
And ResistancePro.com is the website to get your tickets. If you buy them early, I think they got I think there's a discount there, if I'm correct. If I could be wrong.
Yeah, there's a discount.
Yeah, and it's all ages show, so make sure you
go. Yeah, all ages. Even though we're at a nightclub, there's all ages. And for the people that are not in Chicago, like you said, it is a TV taping. So what happens is there's a local TV station out here in Chicago that shows our shows. The day after the air, we throw them up on YouTube. So right now you can go on YouTube and search Resistance Pro. And we have 3 episodes on there right now. The current episode is me versus John Morrison. We did a comic convention, the Wizard World, out in Chicago a few weeks ago, and Morrison was there and I was there. And the outpour of people telling Morrison that was one of his favorite matches was me versus him was kind of humble, you know what I mean? So definitely check that match out. Let me know what you think. It's a good time. Resistance Pro is a good time. It's something new and fresh if you're a wrestling fan.
Yeah, and you can search it out actually on YouTube. Real Resistance Pro. You could search that and you can see Anthony's matchup there against Morrison. Rob, thank you so very much. Well, you have a Twitter account where folks can follow up with you with all of your
matches. Yeah, definitely. Follow me on Twitter. It's EgoFan, all one word, EgoFan. And I got a T-shirt for sale now, so follow me on that Twitter, and I'll get you one of them T-shirts. So we'll do a little monetary exchange through that PayPal. But thank you guys for having me. It was a good time. I'm open anytime you guys want to talk about wrestling, this, that, or another.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you so very much. Now, about Egotistical Fantastical, from what I understand, that was a little lucha type of gimmick. So you carry on your real name.
Yeah. So the ego thing, that goes back to the days when I first started wrestling in 2000. And what happened was my dad is 100% Mexican. And the thing that you have to know about pro wrestling is you need to stand out. And when I first started wrestling in the Chicagoland area, even a little bit in the East Coast too, I was trying to think about what's going to make me different. And at that time in wrestling, there was no one wearing masks. There was no luchadors in Chicago. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to take this Mexican heritage thing, and I'm gonna see what I can do with it. So me and a couple of my backyard buddies, we goofed around. We came up with the Egotistico Fantastico name. I got the mask made, and it was instantly a hit. You know, and I just started getting all these obscure bookings because there was no mask people. Nowadays, everyone and their brother has a mask gimmick. But when I started it, when I started wrestling, there was no mask people, and it was that one thing that makes you stand out and look different. Like, if you ever watch any wrestling documentaries, the Sandman talks about, how am I going to be different? And he remembers what, you know, I think it was Doug Gilbert that told him, or somebody told him, that said, you need to figure out something different. And his entrance was that was going to stand him out. And that's what you think of Sandman when you think of ECW, is that entrance, right? So any new wrestler that's out there that wants to be a wrestler, you have to think about, you know, today's day, it's hard to do that, but you have to think, how am I going to stand out? And how are they going to remember me? And at that time in my life, it was ego. It was the mask. So, you know, I did that. And when I got signed by WWE, I kind of, you know, let the mask go because that's what they told me what to do. And when I got let go and I came back to the Indies, I was transitioning in and out of it because I was still getting a lot of booking because I was ego. And then, you know, I just made the decision. I was like, you know what, it's time to put these things behind me and go to a new level. And, you know, I'm happy with that. I don't hide that fact that I was ego. I loved it. It was a good part of my life.
Yeah, and the mask kind of reminds you of psychosis. Did you kind of use a little bit of the design?
No. The design I was going off of was Mr. Aguilar, who was S.A. Rios. And S.A. Rios was one of my favorite luchadors. Growing up, I have no clue why I like S.A. Rios. I just did. I was like, S.A. Rios is the man. And so I like try to follow his career, and I found out that he wore a mask, and I kind of modeled my mask after his. And then later on, my giant influence was Hayabusa. And like that's where I kind of like try to model my career as in moveset and demeanor and stuff like that. It was off of Hayabusa, and it kind of just like went off from there.
Right. Well, Rob, thank you so very much. Again, guys over there in Chicago, Illinois, make sure to check out this Friday, September 14th, 632 North Dearborn, Chicago, Illinois, Excalibur Nightclub. And soon, Rob, we'll make sure to be out there and check you out in person and see you in action as
Definitely.
Well, man.
Definitely.
And
yeah,
also, by the way, special guest. Absolutely, sir. And, you know, special guest on that night is WWE superstar Gene Snitsky. And from what I understand, Mongo McMichael, a former horseman, will be there as well, right?
My buddy, Mongo McMichael. If you follow me on that Twitter, you're going to see a picture of me and Mongo throwing up the Four Horsemen sign. We're watching the Bears game over the weekend. Mongo's my man. I grew up in a town called Romeoville, Illinois, and he's trying to be the mayor of Romeoville, Illinois.
Wow.
So you definitely got to check that out. I'm going to vote for him, even though I don't live in Illinois or Romeoville anymore. But Mongo, and oh, man, I got so many. I hope they put I pitched so many ideas to Billy Corgan about me and Mongo. And I just want to do so many weird promos because the fans of Botchamania, he becomes a legend in this pro wrestling business just because he's Mongo. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking to do something funny and fun with him just because, like I said, he's one of those guys that don't show up around wrestling that often. You know, we had John Morrison. You know, he doesn't show up around indie wrestling that often. So Mongo is going to be pretty awesome. I hope we get to do some fun stuff with him on that night.
That's right. He'll be running for a mayor for Romeoville, Illinois. Interesting. I got to call you up. Maybe we can get him here on the show. That's very interesting to hear that Mongo McMichael's running for office.
Yeah, he's got a bar down here in Romeoville, too, called Mongo's. They show the UFC fights and stuff like that. And, like, in the bar, he has, like, a signed U.S. title. Like, he signed it. And then just, like, a lot of obscure WCW merchandise and memorabilia, as long as it's like bear stuff too. It's a crazy bar that he's got down there in Romeoville.
Wow. Well, maybe we'll get him here in the show. I'll make sure to call you up later on, and we can get Mongo McMichael. Very interesting story. Rob, thanks so very much, man. Good luck, and we'll have you here soon again.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so very much. Have a good night, my man.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye bye. Great interview there with Robert Anthony, Joe. Must say, we learned a lot from this man tonight.
Yes, we did.
Wow. Do you know about Terry Funk and picking up wood to set up the ring? Who would have ever thought that?
I would have never.
Legend.
You know, a legend tearing down a ring and his wife picking up the chairs.
Wow. That just shows you. And, you know, not to say anything, but I've seen some shows that some guys always complain, you know, I'm not going to do that. because your ego is up high. But you got legends setting up the freaking ring and the wife. That just shows you, and you know, he even said it himself, that displays how much respect they have for the business. That they're willing to set up the ring. No matter how much your ego, no matter how much of a name that they have, they're willing to set up the ring. Because it's something that's dear to them, and they understand, heck, if they have no professional wrestling ring, they have no show. So great interview there with Robert Anthony. Again, you can check him out this Saturday, this Friday, September 14th, over there in Chicago, 632 Dearborn, Chicago, Illinois, at the Excalibur Nightclub. And this is a live TV taping, so make sure you dress nice to impress, right? $20 general admission, resistancepro.com is the website. And Joe, I don't know about you, but sooner or later, I will be heading out to Chicago to check out Resistance Pro. I am dying to go, man.
Well, that's what we're waiting for.
It's going to be
the
awesome, man.
Pro
so awesome.
Live.
Yes, sir. All right. Speaking of live. Oh, yeah. This Saturday, starting at around 7:30 p.m.-ish. That's depending on how much margaritas or tequila they've had. The Roman Show.
Excuse me, Roman. Excuse me, Roman.
Do we have a caller from a certain... who's that? Bring him on, bring him on.
He wants to talk.
Sure.
Hello, Roman.
Oh, hey, it's our good buddy, Goldstein.
Oh.
How you been, man?
Oh, hi, I'm doing good.
What? So are you going to join us
Mexican,
at... are you going to join us at the main event, though?
Oh, there got to be a lot of tequila.
Yes. Are you going to join us at the main event, so this Saturday, here at Magic City Casino? The address is 450 Northwest 37th Avenue, Magic City Casino. They're going to have the food trucks, they're going to have live wrestling, and they're going to have a burrito eating contest. And you're going to have luchadors wearing some luchador masks. In fact, myself, the host of the Roman Show, will be hosting the burrito eating contest. Are you going to participate, Goldstein? I know you're still in Cinco de Mayo, but this is the independence of Mexico.
Hey, man. To eat burritos and play some slots and drink tequila, I'm down for it.
I'm sure you're down for anything that involves alcohol. So again, guys, make sure you show up this Saturday at the Magic City Casino, 450 Northwest 37th Avenue. You're going to have a whole lot of fun, pro wrestling, food trucks. You got food trucks such as the Mexican Gourmet, Miami Spice Grill, Miss Cheesiest, Nacho Business, Pizza Factory, and so much more. And we'll be doing a live telecast from the El Main Evento event that is this Saturday. The fun begins at 5 p.m., but we'll be out there around 7:30 p.m. If you need any information, head on over to BurgerBeast.com or RodolfoRoman.com. We have all the details that you need to know about El Main Evento this Saturday at Magic City Casino. Swing by. We'll make sure to hook you up with a free T-shirt of the Roman Show. Goldstein, I'll hook you up with a gold T-shirt.
Huh, I'm going for it.
Jesus Christ. Go sober up, man. Go drink some water or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Joe, what's wrong with this guy, man?
I don't know, man. He said he wanted to talk, so we just let him talk.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, last year, the Roman Show Awards made a big wave, big impact. In fact, got some guys some recognition. So, with that being said, before we move on to our next guest, Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman, followed by Dash Maverick. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, Joe, are you ready? Are you feeling the song? Are you feeling it?
Yes.
You hear the song, you feel it,
right? I'm feeling it.
Alright, good. That's all I wanted to hear. But you gotta put some more enthusiasm to it. We're not boring here. We're entertainment. And we live with what we say, informative and entertainment. Alright, here we go. the second annual Roman Show Awards. Now, we have four categories when it comes to wrestling. We got Best Wrestler of South Florida, Best Indie Wrestler of the Year overall, Overall Wrestler of the Year, and Best Interview of the Year. Now, I'm going to first start off with the Best Interview of the Year here on the Roman Show. If you have a nomination you want to go ahead and add, feel free to email us at romandh@yahoo.com. By the way, follow us on Twitter at romandh. All right, Joe, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Right now, Roman Show Awards are trending on Twitter. Maybe you want to win an award?
Do I want to win an award?
Yes. It seems like you win an award, you become someone here. So,
yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Best Interview of the Year, Joe.
Yes.
Nominations are Tom Pritchard, Jesse Neal, Tony Blanchard, C.W. Anderson, adult actress Sarah Jay, Pablo Martez, TNA Tag Team Champ, Taz and Christopher Daniels, Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts. Don't worry if you don't have the names written down, and we will post it on the website and you guys will be able to vote. Overall Wrestler of the Year. This includes anyone of any big top promotion. CM Punk, Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, Davey Richards, and Johnny Gargano. Best Indie Wrestler of the Year. And this is now overall Best Indie Wrestler of the Year. Joey Ryan, Jesse Neal, Wardell Walker, Chance Crawford, Cahagas, and Adam Pearce. And now, Joe, we're going to move into the final category, a very, very popular one here on the program.
For Best Wrestler of South Florida.
Yes, sir, and here we go. Last year, our winner was Dash Maverick. Last year, the winner for Best Interview of the Year was Jesse Neal. So, Best Wrestler of South Florida. Again, if you want to nominate someone, feel free to do so. You can email it at romandh@yahoo.com or tweet it to @romandh. Best Wrestler of South Florida. Jay Biggs, J-Dog, Jordan Rayner, Sean Prime, Tommy Vandal, and Beast. Those are the nominations for Best Wrestler of South Florida. And guys, we will be posting this stuff soon on RodolphRoman.com, and you guys will be able to vote in your favorite nomination. Joe, I think we have a tough competition in all these categories, don't you think?
No, yeah, we do. Is this going to be the tough year for the Roman Show Awards, second annual?
Yes, sir, and a lot of people, when I put up a post on Facebook, many were debating on who should be there and who shouldn't be there. But I appreciate all you guys who mentioned your nominations, because we really appreciate the interaction. So thank you very much. We will be announcing the winner next month. Next month we will announce the winner of the Roman Show Award. To be an exact date, ladies and gentlemen, we will announce the winner on October 30th. That's right. The day before Halloween. The day before Halloween, the nominees will be on board here in the program, and also we will be announcing the winners on that same day. So October the 30th, the ones who have been chosen as winners will be on the program to celebrate. And maybe even drink a tequila shot with our good friend, Goldstein. Don't you think so, Joe?
Yeah. I think Goldstein is going to love that part.
I'm sure he is. Hey, quickly, before we move on to our Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman, who is also a police officer, and also got a degree in accounting. So very impressive, man. Very impressive resume, Ronnie Coleman. You know, I remember reading Ronnie Coleman's articles on Flex Magazine and all these bodybuilding magazines. And he even trained with a couple of pro wrestlers. So I'm curious to ask him as far as who he trained with. And I think Triple H might have been one of them. And Triple H did grace the magazine of a Flex Magazine. So curious to ask him. All right, TNA, guys, Bound for Glory pay-per-view will be now shown in participating theaters. You just got to head out to screenvision.com. Screenvision.com to see where they will be showing TNA Bound for Glory pay-per-view. And this is going to take place October 14th, live from the Grand Canyon University Arena in Phoenix, Arizona. Will you be willing to watch a TNA pay-per-view on your local theater, Joe?
If the price is right, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be decent. They're not going to be charging you the $30. It'll be a lot less. Well, Goldberg, there were lots of talk, Bill Goldberg going back to WWE. Well, it turns out, and this was posted by WrestleZone, that it reported that he is about to sign a Legends deal with WWE with the main goal, no, he won't be wrestling, of producing and promoting a Goldberg DVD for the summer of 2013. Last I heard, Goldberg was going to wrestled in South Africa. He also was doing some stints with the MMA, serving as a commentator. So no sign of Goldberg in the WWE. We possibly won't even see a match of him in the WWE, but we will be seeing a DVD. Goldberg had a very respected career in the world of wrestling entertainment and in WCW, of course. Don't you think so, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. They made him
an impact.
Yeah, they made him the unstoppable guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah, something that had not ever been done.
No, until right now with this Rayback guy, that if you notice, all the crowd is, instead of calling him Rayback, they're calling him Goldberg.
Yep, it's kind of like the same old song and dance. All right, guys.
Yeah.
It was reported that former WWE champion Mark Henry served as a pallbearer for the funeral services held for actor Michael Clark Duncan. And this was actually reported by the New York Daily News.com. If you go to New York Daily News.com, you'll see a picture of Mark Henry serving as a pallbearer for actor Michael Clark Duncan, who passed away. So very interesting there how the world of pro wrestling is mixing with the world of Hollywood. Now, lots to talk about over the whole Jerry Lawler incident last night. Again, our prayers are with him. Many folks took to Twitter, including his ex-wife, Stacy the Cat Carter, who tweeted last night that just got a Jerry Lawler update. He had a stint, and a balloon put in. Now, this is one thing that we have learned, is that he didn't have any open heart surgery, so that's good. But again, the latest news that we had of Jerry Lawler was that there might be some brain damage due to the lack of oxygen to the brain. Many are saying that because of that lack of oxygen to the brain, Jerry Lawler was dead for a couple of minutes. Luckily, there were EMTs and the emergency crews that were able to revive him. But he's very lucky, and it's very tough to see this on live TV. And I must say, Joe, I'm not sure if you saw it yet, but kudos to Michael Cole for doing a great job, being very professional. You can tell that, you know, he wanted to cry, but at the same time, he kept his cool and was very optimistic.
Oh, yeah. I saw a little bit piece of it, and I saw that, you know, at the same time, he's trying to, you know, talk on one side, and then, you know, you see, like, on the corner of his eye, trying to, you know, he's seeing his buddy, you know, down there. And this is what a good journalist does, you know. I mean, in the goods and the bads, you know, he kept his composure. And when everything, you know, got cleared, he actually said what went wrong, And that was pretty much it. I mean, he kept it cool as much as he wanted to.
Now, here's one thing to note, that during the incident, the folks in the back were still calling the shots, like Triple H, and Vince McMahon was literally over the headphones telling Michael Cole the update or the status of Jerry Lawler. This was all verbatim. I mean, this Michael Cole, no script here. There was nothing in writing. He was listening in his headset by Vince McMahon what to say. And again, I must say that Michael Cole did a great job, and I'm sure he earned a lot of more respect from the world wrestling entertainment fans, wrestling fans in general, and even other sports fans.
Yeah, we might see next week on Monday Night Raw what's the update, or on WWE.com on the website. So if anybody's interested, you know, just tune in next week or go to the website.
Also, we just got word here that Ric Flair appeared on CNN to talk about Jerry Lawler. This is according to PW Torch. The Hall of Famer appeared on Evening Express tonight. During the interview, Flair talked about Jerry Lawler's recent heart attack, wrestling at a late age, and the advantage it provides over some of the younger talents. He also put over Flair's ability in the ring and supports his decision to go out and wrestle at the age of 62. You know, and it depends on the person's ability. You personally saw Joe Vader over the weekend. The guy's close to 60, but he looks in phenomenal shape.
Yeah,
Vader is
57, and he had a incredible match with Jesse Neal, and for his age to do the Vader bomb, and to me, I felt I went back to my childhood, and I, you know, it was just incredible seeing that match.
But what I'm trying to say is that it really depends on the person. We don't know if Jerry Lawler, his status, his health. We don't know if he was eating badly, if he wasn't exercising. We don't know. Was he taking medicine? We have to keep in mind that he wrestled 30 minutes prior of getting
that
the heart attack.
That is true.
It's going to be interesting exactly what comes out of the test. Again, our prayers are with him, and I'm sure he's going to come back a whole lot better. Keep Jerry Lawler in your prayers, and we only wish nothing but the best for Jerry Lawler and his family. He's a good friend of the program here, where we interviewed him during the WrestleMania weekend. All right, guys, we're going to go to a quick little break here before we return with Mr. Olympia, 8-time Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman. Joe, you might learn a thing or two about training from Ronnie Coleman, sir. So make sure you bring out your note and pad and use what he's going to say next time you hit the ring, the gym.
What are you trying to say? I'm out of shape?
I'm not saying anything, man. All I'm trying to say is take down your notes, because you might learn a thing or two from Ronnie Coleman. We'll be right back.
Oh, I will.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
And we're back here in the Roman Show. We're going to get a hold now of Ronnie Coleman, Mr. Olympia, 8-time. It is just amazing what this man has accomplished in the world of bodybuilding, Ronnie Coleman. Again, I stated earlier in the program, I remember reading articles of Ronnie Coleman and how he used to train. And the guy, if you look at him, he's just in ridiculous shape. He travels all over the world endorsing several products in the fitness world. And we're going to learn so much from him here in the program as we're trying to get a hold of him. Fortunately, Block Talk Radio has been acting up lately, And I'm sure the good friends over there in South Florida Slam Radio, they've been getting the same. In fact, last week, we were on the air and we were kicked out. Thankfully, we finished the show, but it hasn't been treating us nicely here on the program. Let's go to a quick break, guys. We try to get a hold of Ronnie Coleman here in the program as we're having some difficulty thanks to Block Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet today. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now. RomanDH.
Oh, we're going to get a hold of Ronnie Coleman out here in the program. Mr. Olympia and an inspiration to many. Hello, Mr. Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, this is.
How are you, Ronnie? Thank you so very much for joining us here in the Roman Show. How are you, sir?
No, I'm doing good.
Thank you so very much. You know, prior to calling you, and unfortunately we're a little late thanks to our studio here, but, you know, in radio it happens sometimes. But, Ronnie, thank you so very much for joining us here. You know, Ronnie, first and foremost, I want to start off by saying I remember growing up, I was into the whole bodybuilding scene, reading your articles in Flex magazine. You're definitely an inspiration to many in the bodybuilding world and in the fitness world. What have you been up to lately? I know you've been traveling in Asia, Brazil. You're a popular guy all over the world, sir.
Yeah, I just got back from China. I was there for about 3 weeks, launching my Ronnie Coleman signature series there. We have about 4 products right now, a pre-workout, testosterone, a sleep, and a protein. So we're in China. We hit about 7 cities total, Beijing, Juju. I think, where else will we? We're in a couple others that I can't remember. But we were there for about 3 weeks, and it's all over the place. Before that, I was in England. Before that, I was in Australia, New Zealand, Germany, and Spain. And we're getting ready for the Olympia in a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, so you're training already for the Mr. Olympia held later this year. Now, you were recovering from a spinal issue, but how are you right now? What's your status?
The latest surgery I had was neck surgery. I had like 3 spacers inserted in my 4, 5, and 6 vertebrae.
Okay.
But that was back in December. So I recovered a lot from that because I had a lot of atrophy going on with my arm and my shoulder and my back. On the right side, mostly. So I had a few nerves that were being crushed because I had no space between my disc. I had no space between my disc. So they put those spaces in there so those nerves would be okay.
Wow, and this is all because
so now
of
I'm getting important.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I've had 2 back surgeries and 1 neck surgery so far.
Wow, Ronnie. And aside from being a bodybuilder, you're also a police officer. I must say, you must be very intimidating to these crooks out there in Texas.
You know, when I was working full-time, I didn't have no problems at all, actually. I had a lot of fun, but I really didn't have any problems. People gave me a ton of respect and then some. But I was very fortunate to be 325 pounds and very muscular. Has advantages when you work for a police department.
Now, currently, Ronnie, so you're training for the Mr. Olympia. So you're in search for your ninth Mr. Olympia is what you're going for.
I'm not competing in the show. I'm still healing up from my surgery, so I haven't been able to compete in about five years. I had my first surgery in 07, and it took about a couple of years for that to heal up. And when it did, it went bad again in 2010. So in 2011, I had another back surgery, and I wasn't able to compete after that. So immediately after that, 6 months later, I had neck surgery. And the neck surgery is what really held me down for such a long time. It's the hardest thing in the world to come back from. I'm still not completely recovered from that. I'm still in a little pain. My atrophy is still there. So I'll say another 6 months before I'm fully recovered from that surgery. And after that, once I'm fully recovered, then I can try and compete again. But it's like I said, the wear and tear from the sport that's really got me down lately.
So you do plan to make a comeback to the bodybuilding scene?
Oh yeah. I plan to come back. I just got to get healed up first. Years that I was competing, it was a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice and dedication. And I had to pay the price for a minute there.
Yeah, and it's amazing, Ronnie, how you were able to lift so much weight and to overcome this pain. You know, reading all your Flex magazine articles, which I'm sure you still participate, going up against Jay Cutler, the Flex Wheelers. Who would you say was your toughest competition when you were over there in the Mr. Olympia?
I would have to say myself, because I was mainly trying to make myself better so I could send these guys off. So I had competition from everybody up there on stage. So it was a battle between me, myself, and the weights, and all these outside forces, basically. You know, I was working full-time, so it was just a battle between me, you know, and working hard at the police department, trying to stay in shape, trying to get all my workouts in. I had three workouts a day. I was doing 2 hours of cardio, about an hour and a half on the weights. Then I was working 10-hour shifts at the police department. So I was basically competing against myself, trying to find enough time to do all these things in and trying to remain on top and remain competitive at the same time. So I had a lot of stuff on my plate that I was dealing with when I was competing for Mr. Olympia and also when I was winning.
Wow, and just 5'11", and you weighed,
yeah,
when you weren't cutting weight, 330. That is just amazing. How much percentage of fat did you have?
I did my fat percent when I was getting ready for a show one time, and it came out to
0.33.
Uh-huh. Wow. I went to the Cooper's Clinic over in Dallas, Texas. They dip you underwater, they pinch your skin, and when they finished with everything, it came out to like 0.33.
Wow. Incredible. That's just definitely amazing. But Ronnie, with all that muscle, and obviously you've had your injuries, but with all the muscle, do you at times get tired? Because, for example, we talk about here about MMA and wrestling and all these other sports, and we hear that when you have a lot of muscle, because you have so much muscle, there's lack of oxygen coming to your system. But did you ever feel such that when you were doing your cardio?
And then did I feel what?
Did you feel lack of oxygen? Would you get tired?
Oh, no. No, I didn't have a problem with lack of oxygen. I had tons of oxygen and tons of energy. But because I was so dedicated to what I was doing and I was so focused on what I was doing, and I always gave like 110% in everything that I did because I always wanted to be the best at everything that I did my whole entire life. And I knew exactly what I had to do to stay on top and to remain on top.
And what would you see about the bodybuilding scene now? I personally don't see it as it was back in the late 90s, after the 80s, and even the early 2000s. when yourself, the Cutlers, the Lead Priests were out there competing. The magazines were selling like hotcakes at the store, and everyone wanted to be big and strong. But now it seems like the craze tends to be this CrossFit. You know, you don't see the big muscular men. But what's your opinion right now on the bodybuilding scene?
Oh, it's still competitive. It's very competitive now. Guys are not slowing down here. They're still training hard. The competition is still real tough out there. So it hasn't slowed down any. If anything, it's gotten a lot better because it's figuring out more technology.
Mm-hmm. And with technology, you mean with the products that they sell, with the proteins, because I remember the proteins they would have, but now obviously
yeah,
you even got the vegetarians, they got the whole plant protein that's very effective. Different products that you have.
Mm-hmm.
What are the products that they have now that they didn't have when you were competing? Which one did they?
You know what? I like to have a lot. You were talking about oxygen earlier. I got this product called Testonexol. Got nitric oxide in it. It gives you a lot of oxygen when you're working out, and it pumps up the muscle real good. I use that and mix it with my other product. Called Mild Blitz, and it gives you a ton of energy, and it also helps to build muscle at the same time. So I take those two products together, and I got a ton of energy, and I'm getting a good pump every single workout. And I be trying to tell people nowadays, you know, I've been in this sport for so long, that you can't build muscle without protein. And I got one of the best tasting protein out there, and this is not me saying this. This is what the fans say. So I make sure I take at least two protein shakes a day.
And now your products. Where can people buy it? Where can they get informed? Of course, you're on Twitter at
@BigRomo8. We're in all the GNC stores, mostly all of them. We're trying to get to all of them. We're in most of the corporate. We're trying to get to some of the franchise stores. But if you can't get it at the GNC store, they'll order it for you at the ones that don't have it, and they'll ship it free to your house. And if you can't get it like that, you can just go to GNC.com. You don't want to go to the store, just go to GNC.com, and you can just order it right there.
Yeah, and you can also visit the website, BigRonColeman.com, where you can see their...
My other is RonnieColeman.net.
Oh, RonnieColeman.net's another, okay.
Yeah,
On this site, you also have tips as far as working out and obviously your products on sale?
Yeah. If you order, like, the complete stack of my products, I give you a free workout book that's in color, and it's got all my diet information, all my training information, all my exercise. It's like a training manual, basically.
Right. And now you were here recently, because we're down from Miami. You were here recently in Miami. They had a bodybuilding, I want to say it was last year. Any plans of coming down here?
Yeah, I'll be down there in December 7th for the Masters Olympia again. I'll be posing, but I won't be competing because I don't think I'll be healed up. If I'm healed up, I'll compete, but if not, then I'll just pose or whatever. Good guest posing.
Gotcha. Well, this December, we'll make sure to hit you up to go check you out this week.
December.
And that's at the Miami
December
Beach Convention 7. Center, no? Is it a convention center?
The Jackie Gleason Theater. Yeah, Jackie Gleason Theater is where the contest is going to be at.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's called now the Fillmore.
That's where the contest hotel is. Is that the Fillmore? I don't know if the Fillmore or the Jackie Gleason Theater are the same place.
Yeah, but they are the same. They changed the name. From when it's over here in Miami Beach this December, so make sure to keep an eye on that. And now, more appearances throughout the country as well, you'll be doing it?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to, I'll be at the Olympia in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. I leave Las Vegas, and then I go on tour for a GNC World Nationwide Tour. In the middle of that, I think October 13th, I go to Spain for that Arnold Classic over there. And like a couple months later, I end up going to Asia for another, you know, Asian tour. We're going to Indonesia, a couple countries. We're going to hit a couple other countries while over there in that area.
Wonderful, Ron. Lastly, you're getting close to 50, but you're in phenomenal shape, even despite the injuries you had. What is the secret for folks out there that are listening that are 45? Younger guys.
Diet and exercise. It's just as simple as that. Diet and exercise. You know, I stay on a good diet year round. I never get off it. I exercise 5 days a week, sometimes six, but mostly 5 days a week. I do cardio also along with all of that diet and exercise. I try to do cardio at least about 3 times a week, maybe about 30 to 40 minutes at each session. Normally I do the bike or the Stairmaster, something like that.
And your thoughts on CrossFit?
My thoughts about what?
On CrossFit, the CrossFit workout that's being a craze. Now everyone's doing it all of a sudden. It's been around.
Oh, you got to be one of the best athletes in the world to compete in that. I'm not on that level yet. That's a lot of work. You got to be in super shape to do CrossFit. I don't even know if I want to try that right now. I saw it on ESPN. No, it's a little bit too rough for me. I'm gonna stick with bodybuilding.
And actually, what's the most that you've ever squatted, and what's the most that you've ever bench pressed?
I squatted 800 for two, and I benched 500 for eight.
Impressive. I mean, you're still very active with the Flex magazines, writing articles.
Well, actually, I write for Muscular Development. I'm on the cover right now. If you go out and get the latest issue, I'm on the cover of Muscular Development. It's everywhere. I was in Kroger the other day and saw it in there.
Wonderful. Now, lastly, athletes that you have trained, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember watching, reading a Flex magazine. I think I saw a picture of you and Triple H. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah. I did a photo shoot with Triple H.
Tell me about that experience, because Triple H himself, he's a pro wrestler.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the nicest guys.
Shape.
Yeah, he's one of the nicest guys you want to meet. He also emceed Mr. Olympia for like 3 years in a row. So, you know, I knew him from that too, so. He's always been he's a real nice guy. He's just one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet.
And his size, too. The guy's in great shape. Great muscle building.
He trains a lot. He trains real hard, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, like even Mr. McMahon. I know he was in a bodybuilding magazine featured as well. And the guy, you know, is also in phenomenal shape.
Yeah, he was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness.
Yeah, I remember that. It was just amazing. Well, Ronnie, thanks so very much for taking some time. And as we get closer to that December event down here in Miami, we'll make sure to have you in the program so you can plug the show and have folks go out there. Do you a meet and greet out there as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll be signing autographs and everything.
Gladly. Well, Ronnie, we'll sure make sure to catch you when you're down here in Miami, Miami Beach. I'll make sure to treat you some Cuban coffee that we have a whole bunch of that stuff.
What was that? Cuban coffee?
Some Cuban coffee.
Oh, that sounds good. I love coffee.
Ronnie, thank you so very much. Again, guys, visit BigRonColeman.com or RonnieColeman.net to check out all the products of Mr. Olympia, 8-time Ronnie Coleman. Thank you so very much, and God bless, sir.
All right, you too, Roman. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joe. 0.3% of fat. Can you believe that, Joe?
He even said it twice, and I couldn't even believe it.
0.3%? Is that possible? 0.3%? Holy moly. It's not safe. How come it's not safe?
What? There are a lot of complications.
Complications such as? Well, he did say that he did have a lot of injuries, spinal injuries, but that's all because of the whole movement of his body. He had several back surgeries. He had L5 and the L3 and the L4 all messed up, and he's still recuperating. He had neck surgery or back surgery. So the guy has taken a toll as far as all that lifting. And you have to remember, Joe, that Ronnie Coleman is not lifting 10 pounds. As he said, he bench pressed 500 pounds eight times. Eight times.
And squatted 800 for two times.
Squatted 800 pounds two times. That is insane. Insane. The guy is close to 50. And the guy still looks in phenomenal shape. And you can check out his product at Ron, Big Ron, RonnieColeman.com. And he'll be out here in Miami Beach December. We'll make sure to be out there because I definitely personally love to meet Ronnie Coleman. Personally, when I was growing up and hitting the gym, I remember, like I said, reading those magazines. And every time, I'm not sure if you were a whole big fitness guy, Joe, but back then I remember having these posters, you know, on the wall. The Ronnie Colemans or the Arnold Schwarzenegger or the Lee Priest, looking up to them and say, hey, you know, one day I'm going to get like those guys. I never really got to that part of time. I don't think my body allows me to, but heck, it was an inspiration, you know?
Well, that's how they always start off. Little posters here, little stuff like that. You know, you wake up and you look at it and that's what gives you that motivation every morning to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. So great stuff. Speaking of down here in Miami, Florida, WWE SmackDown is returning to Miami January 8th of 2013 at the American Airlines Arena. That is Tuesday, January 8th, 2013. SmackDown will return. Devon Dudley left TNA as he was the TV champion at the time. Now, Hogan took to Twitter recently and made the following comments about Devon. He says, I'm all over it, he continued. Devon is too valuable to ever let him slip away. Huge screw-up on somebody's part. Devon responded to Hogan's comments by posting the following. Thank you, Hogan, for all the great and kind words he said about me. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in the business. I wouldn't have the run since I got the TNA title. Thank you, sir. Wow, great stuff there. Perry Saturn, former WCW, ECW, and WWE star, is heading down to Tampa Bay to work with the WWE developmental talents. And there is no word if Saturn has been hired by the company or if this is just a trial to a future contract with the company. Perry Saturn actually was having some issues there with drugs, but he is fine now. He's doing very well, thankfully. But, heck, we might be seeing them as another trainer there at the FCW camp. And, Joe, I want to remind folks again what's going on this Saturday, man.
This Saturday? Ew.
Main evento.
The main evento.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I'm sorry. I just had a little bit of Goldstein.
Yeah, I noticed, man. Are you smoking your cigarettes again?
Hey. Leave
I
my
guess
cigarettes
so you
alone.
You were taking
leave
a puff orange.
Yes, I was.
Yes, yeah, I guess you
I'm
was.
I'm sorry.
Magic City Casino, Magic City Casino, our main event of the Roman show will be live, telecasting a live show from there, 450 Northwest 37th Avenue. You're going to have some wrestling. You're going to have a burrito eating contest and a whole lot of food. Make sure you're there. Tweet us at Roman DH while you're at the event. We'll hook you up with a free T-shirt or merchandise or something. Main event, so visit RodolphRoman.com for further details. And when you're there, make sure you stop by our booth, say hi, and again, we'll hook you up with a shirt or something like that. Being that it is the Independence Weekend of Mexico, I think I'm going to get me some tacos. How about you, Joe?
You're going to get what?
Some tacos.
Yes!
Yeah, I think I'm going to get
There's
some tacos,
wrong.
You know, but you know, that weekend, actually, it's the independence of Mexico and also the independence of Central America. My parents are from Nicaragua, so I don't think they're going to have what they call carne asada, grilled steak, but I'll settle for the tacos. I'll be fine. How about you?
Hey, you get the best of both worlds. You get some tacos and some fritangas.
Hey, you can't beat that. What are you going to have? You don't know. Well, they're going to have margaritas. They're going to have tequila there.
Ooh.
For all the drinkers.
Don't say that too loud.
Not
enough
to be
hearing
here. Yes. Yeah, we got to definitely stay away from that. All right, guys. Thanks so much for our two guests that we've had so far here in the program, Robert Anthony of Resistance Pro and Ronnie Coleman, a bodybuilding legend, 8-time Mr. Olympia here in the program. And coming up next, we're going to have Dash Maverick. Dash Maverick. Joe, you know Dash Maverick very well, sir. Explain to us a little bit about Dash. He's been on the program in the past.
Yes, yes.
His last match. Explain to us a little bit about him. About him.
Me talk a little
alive,
about
Joe?
Him. Me?
You alive?
I don't know. Ever since Goldstein got on the phone, it's like he passed some virus over the phone on me.
I see that. I see that. It's like you're kind of like, Well, Dash Maverick is calling himself Mr. 386. 386 because he was ranked in the PWI ranking there. He was 386 out of 500. Let me tell you, I have no idea how many wrestlers out there right now in the United States. But to be part of the top 500, that is a big, huge deal. He was also the top indie wrestler here who won an award last year in the Roman show, and that's Dash Maverick. So we're going to have him here in the program. But recently, he battled Sean Prime, epic battles against Sean Prime. One of them, I remember going to the backstage, he had all these scars and these bruises in the back, and at a free event, he wrestled Stevie Richards, ECW great, TNA great, and WWE. You were there, Joe, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Tell me about that match, man.
I mean, that match went neck to neck. The way house Stevie Richards and Dash Maverick took that match was incredible to the end. And, hey, there's a reason why he's ranked 386.
There you go. And speaking of Mr. 386, here he is, Mr. Dash Maverick. Dash, how are you, man?
Good. How's it going, man? Good to see you again.
Good, Dash.
How you doing, Dash?
I remember seeing the tagged on Facebook that you were ranked in the study of the Roman Show nominee as the best indie wrestler. When did you find out that you were ranked, man?
It's funny because I didn't know. I figured that they would call you or tell you somehow, maybe even send you an email letting you know that you're ranked. But I guess it's just one of those things where the magazine is released and that's when they let everybody know. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning on the day that it came out, and I started getting congratulations messages and a bunch of messages on Facebook. The notifications on my phone kept waking me up. So I was like, what the hell is everybody congratulating me about? And I read some stuff, and they're talking about how I got ranked and somewhere up in the, like, 386 or something. And, you know, the whole time I'm thinking it's a joke and somebody's just playing with me. But, you know, the next day, Scorpio, the promoter over at ICW, he had bought the magazine, and he sent me the actual page that showed where I was ranked. And that's the only time when I actually believed it.
That is just insane, man. You know, out of who knows how many wrestlers we have right now in the United States, and to be ranked there in that top 500 out of Little Miami, you know, who would have known that Dash Maverick, and you've been at this for such a long time. I mean, emotionally, how did you feel, man? All the guts and the tears and the blood that you put out in that ring, this is definitely something that is rewarding to you.
Well, it felt really good, man, just because it was one of the goals that I had set for myself a long time ago. And when I first started in the wrestling business, started my way through, started training, started working wherever I could. I started out as a ring announcer in places just to try to get my name out there. And when I started that, I found out about the PWI 500. And I always said to myself that one of my goals was to be ranked in the PWI. And they say when you set goals for yourself, you should set goals that are realistic, you know, and not out there. But I set three goals for myself when I started wrestling. One was to be the heavyweight champion somewhere, and that I got becoming the heavyweight champion of ICW earlier this year. The other one was to get ranked anywhere in the PWI. I didn't care if I was 499. I didn't care if I was 500. I just wanted to get ranked in the PWI at some point. That was goal number two. And goal number three is to get a tryout for the WWE. I honestly, I don't even care if I make it in. I just want to be able to say I got a tryout at some point. And it's not entirely impossible. I mean, guys from Miami have gotten tryouts before. Jordan Rayner got one recently. He's got two tryouts, actually. Max Stardom and Michael Mannix got tryouts not that long ago. So it's entirely feasible for somebody from Miami to get a shot like that. I guess I got to do what I keep doing and promote myself and try to get my name out there as much as I can.
Yeah, I mean, you're well ranked above guys like Verdell Walker, who has been in ROH and well-known promotions. Other guys that are known out there, this is Gregory Iron. You're higher than Gregory Iron, who also is in ROH. Sin Bodhi, who was in the WWE. These are just some of the names that you are ranked above.
Wow.
This is incredible. I mean, for example, look at Gregory Iron. He's ranked 416. Wardell Rock Walker, he's 444. You're ranked at 386. That's a big deal, man.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. And let me tell you something. However they do the rankings, whatever measurements they put into the system to try to get the rankings out of it, I'm sure they did whatever they had to do and they calculated all the points and somehow it all added up to 386, and that's where I am. So I want to thank the PWI first and foremost for even taking in my application and punching the numbers. Just basically everybody, all the promotions and promoters who gave me a platform with which to entertain that got me there.
What do you think got you there?
I think it was a few things. Maybe that would have factored in there. The heavyweight title definitely helped. The big storyline that we ran with Sean Prime, where me and him were going at it for about a year back there, also helped, because a lot of people were talking about that before, during, and after the match happened. Definitely, you guys, the Roman Radio Show, naming me Wrestler of the Year for last year, South Florida Wrestler of the Year for last year. That definitely helped, the title that I'm hoping to defend again this year, trying to do everything I can to get my name in there, you know. It's just, there was a lot of things. This was definitely a big year, and when I sent in the application, I sent it in with the mentality that if any year was going to do it, it was going to be this year, you know.
Now, you say application, did you have to send something physically, or did they just keep an eye on you?
Well, you got to get your name out there. So they offer, I mean, the bigger guys like, you know, CM Punk and all the WWE guys, I'm pretty sure they don't have to send in anything. Their names are already, you know, pretty much tossed into the bank. And, you know, once you get to a certain point, they're just watching you. But other than that, you pretty much have to tell them, you know, what it is you do and what you've done. Because it's kind of hard for them to find records, especially because there's so many indie companies out there. I would assume, I mean, I don't really know how it is that they do what it is they do, but they advertise it themselves. They have an application right on the website that you fill out, you send it in with your accomplishments for the year, and then they pick you from there.
Wow, that's just simply amazing, yeah. Man. And
sending in an application doesn't guarantee that you're going to get picked, because I've sent in applications before and never got picked, and I've known a bunch of guys who have sent in applications and didn't get picked. So, you know, it just depends on how they see your accomplishments for that year, how long you've been in the business, et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, they do the calculations, so they know how to pick people.
And what was the outcome or as far as the feeling in the locker room over there at ICW with guys you've worked with? I mean, pretty much you are one of the guys who were there in ICW to start it. So what was the response from them?
I don't know yet. Believe it or not, I haven't, since I got the nomination, since I got the mention in the PWI, since I got ranked, I haven't really been face-to-face with any of the guys. There haven't been any shows. There's an FOW show. I mean, there's an ICW show coming up this Saturday, but I won't be in attendance. Unfortunately, I do work doing audio-visual production, and since it is Mexican Independence Day, I have to work that event. So I will not be at the ICW event on Saturday. However, I will be at FOW the Saturday after that, and that's when I first see everybody. That's the first show that's happened since the rankings. And after that is the ICW show on the 29th, which then I'll see the guys that I've worked with for most of the time, and I'll see what they have to say. But, yeah, I haven't, ever since the rankings, there hasn't been a wrestling show, so I haven't been able to see anybody.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. Drew, you got a question for Dash?
Yeah. Besides the feud with Sean Prime, how was it, that little feud that you had with your brother?
Oh, wow. That was a while ago. Yeah, me and Speedy, we had our problems. Somehow Sean Prime convinced him to do what he did against me. And, but you know, the past is in the past, and blood is thicker than water. So we've worked everything out, and, I can tell you this much. I don't think it's the last time we've seen Speedy in a wrestling ring. And, I would honestly like very much to be on the same corner as him one day, where me and my brother can be a truly brother-brother tag team, which we all know from the past that brother-brother tag teams are always great tag teams.
United.
That is just awesome.
And also,
go ahead. And
the match that you had with Stevie Richard, how was
the first
it?
One or the
I
second
mean,
one?
The second one.
Yeah. Look, man, don't get me started on the second one, because the fact of the matter is I went in there to defend my title against Stevie Richards and Stevie Richards only, okay? And at the last minute, Big Daddy Gonzo pulls something and just puts Sean Prime, who hasn't even been seen in months, nobody even knew he was there, and Big Daddy Gonzo decides to put Sean Prime in that match, completely threw me off my game. Now, this match that I've been training for the last month and a half, goes out the window, and we're thrown into a new element where Stevie couldn't handle him, I couldn't handle him. I think it was completely unfair. I don't even understand why I'm not getting a rematch this show. They're already putting, the next two shows are already booked as Sean Prime versus other people, and I don't understand how that could be cheated out of the title that way, and not even given a chance for a rematch. Believe me that on the 29th at ICW's Road to Ruin, I will have a microphone, the Danger Zone will be live, and I will voice my concerns about why I haven't had a rematch yet. I have a rematch clause in the contract. I lost my title belt. I deserve a rematch against Sean Prime.
Yes, you do.
Well, Dash, man, thanks so very much. And we look forward to seeing your next match over there in ICW. And congratulations on the ranking. It's a big feat for you, man. And nothing for the best for you and in your career.
Thank you, Roman. I really appreciate that. And again, thank you for considering me for this interview. And anytime, I'll call in. It's always great talking to you guys.
Awesome, Dash. Thanks so very much, man. Have a good night, my man.
You too, brother. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, my man. Great stuff there, man. Mr. 386, Dash Maverick here in the Roman Show. Congratulations to him. Those guys that are working their tails down here in South Florida to get recognized from the PWI is something very nice. Joe, your final words before we get going. It's been a fun-filled show here. By the way, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., the Roman Show will be live talking mixed martial arts. We have lots of guests tomorrow, so make sure you tune in very on point so you won't miss any of the action tomorrow night here in the Roman Show. We talk mixed martial arts. We're going to have Invicta FC talent. We're going to have officials from the World Cup of MMA on the program talk about their upcoming event. Jeff Holland, who fights for the UFC, will be on the program. It's going to be a whole lot of talk of MMA. We're going to talk also about John Jones and Vito Belfort, about their conference call they had today. Rampage not being able to fight. Jose Aldo not being able to fight because he broke his foot. A lot of stuff shaping up in the UFC and the upcoming pay-per-views, fights that we only dreamed of, are not going to happen because of injuries. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 9 p.m. here on the Roman Show, as we're going to talk mixed martial arts. The show is pretty much a whole lot of fun. And we're definitely breaking records when it comes to the numbers in Block Talk Radio. Maybe that's the reason you're kicking us out of the darn time. But, again, guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night on the program. We're going to have Tara La Rosa tomorrow night here on the program. Joe, your final thought, man.
Well, my final thought is this Saturday, waiting to eat that burrito eating contest, hoping Dave Goldstein doesn't get there before I do or drink all the tequila. But
I hope not.
But, you know, like, you know, hopefully, you know, by next week we'll find a little bit more information about Jerry the King Lawler. And that's pretty much it. You know, it's just with this whole Jerry the King Lawler thing, it's just threw everybody off guard. You know, it's just incredible. And I don't even have words. I feel like Michael Cole, but without words right now, you know. So.
Yeah, no, it's very sad, and hopefully, again, he recovers, and we'll be able to see 100% King when he returns.
Mm-hmm.
The last information that we had was that there might be some brain damage due to the fact of lack of oxygen to the brain when he suffered the heart attack. And I must say, if those guys, the ENT guys, were not there, and they whenever, you know, responded as quickly as they did, I don't know what would have happened to the King because it seemed like a very strong heart attack. So thank goodness, thank God that
I'm happy. I mean, I'm not happy, but I'm kind of glad it happened there because there were EMTs right at the spot. Imagine this was not a Monday. Imagine this was a Tuesday or a Wednesday. The King was at home. It would have been a total different outcome on this one. So,
right, because they're
in
on
a way,
the spot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, at least I'm kind of, like, I'm glad. You're not glad, but at the same time, you know, it happened there, and there were EMTs on the spot.
Yeah, that's just awesome. Well, guys, many prayers to Jerry Lawler. And, again, follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Visit the website, RodolphRoman.com. And make sure that you tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m., on the program as we talk mixed martial arts. Thank you so very much for joining me, Joe. And we'll be back next week to talk more wrestling here in the program as we will have lots of guests next Wednesday and next Tuesday. One of them being none other than the legendary Conan himself on the Roman Show next week. Make sure you tune in. With that said, good night, guys, and whatever you do, don't drink and drive.